us. Scripture says, what is desired in a man is loyalty. Remember that.
Yep.
By loyalty, iniquity is atoned for. Be wise, my son, that I may answer him who reproaches me. Remember that. The devil is reproaching God, saying, they won't listen to you. And all this, Job did not sin against God. Remember, he stayed faithful to God. That was the whole point. His patience under trial. The devil is reproaching God. It's wrong what the devil's doing. But God doesn't just wipe out wrongdoers. He gives them a much more than a fair chance. Even does it for the devil. Now, the devil is saying to God, they won't listen to you. God, in effect, is saying, yes, they will. Right?
Yeah.
They're fighting over our loyalty and our faithfulness. God deserves it, the devil doesn't. God is putting it to a fair test. The reason is that on the day of judgment, then, God can, as he said he will all along, he will call his witnesses as to what occurred, and he will appeal to the standard, which is their agreement, as always. And by their agreement, the devil lost. God doesn't have to wipe him out in the greatness of his strength, but according to his own agreement. Understand?
Yeah.
The final case of his losing was on Calvary, where Jesus did stay faithful. In fact, God forsook Jesus, and he was all alone. He stayed utterly alone, and he stayed faithful to God instead of coming off the cross as he could. Do you call that?
Yeah.
The essence of their struggle is over faithfulness to God or faithfulness to the devil. If you will fall down and worship me. Call that.
Yeah.
Fellowship in the flesh or fellowship in the spirit. Fellowship in this world or in the kingdom of heaven. There are only two. And everyone must choose. Everyone does choose. And it's necessary to put to death the flesh and its desire in order to be faithful to God. The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. And I'm just saying some. I got a whole bunch. In fact, I'll tell you what. Now here's an interesting thing. I'll consider to do this. I will go ahead to the nature of the struggle. How to be, oh boy. Here it is. I'll go ahead to the next one. Now here are 25 references all over the Bible. Now this sounds like a chapter. It sounds like it is verses that have no relationship to each other whatsoever. They're just picked from all over the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, and stuck end to end. They sound like one chapter, telling you all about this struggle. Every word and every comma, even, goes together. You just read it right off. In that we have gone this far in understanding the nature of their struggle, you ought to be able to appreciate this. And I'll start reading. I'm not going to tell you where the verses are from. I'll call them off later. But if you can put your candy away for a minute. Here, take the paper away. There's no noise. You ready? The theme running through this, by the way, here it is. It's fighting the same challenge as Jesus, hoping in the spirit and not in the flesh, honoring God in truth, choosing fellowshipping with God, wisely preparing and fighting, how God triumphs through us. All right, it begins with, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other,
or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. No soldier on service gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to satisfy the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Think over what I say, and the Lord will grant you understanding in everything. Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against your soul. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. For though we live in the world, we are not carrying on a worldly warfare. For the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. He who commits sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil, to keep Satan from gaining the advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his designs. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. And the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Well, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life, and also for the life to come. Therefore, holy brethren, who share in a heavenly call, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. None of the rulers of this age understood this. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. In 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Behold, we call those happy who are steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord. While the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. For here we have no lasting city, but we see the city which is to come. Then the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Those are verses from all over. The theme running through there is God speaking to us. About our relationship in the struggle, which is really his purpose, isn't it? Guiding us. The nature of their struggle is over us. Their struggle is over us, and God is out for our good. And in these verses, he speaks to us about the struggle and giving us directions as to